The Trump administration has vowed to take its battle over tariffs to the U.S. Supreme Court, following a series of legal defeats that have dealt a blow to the former president's economic agenda. On Thursday, lawyers representing the White House filed an emergency appeal asking the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit to halt a ruling that overturned a number of import taxes introduced under President Donald Trump. Should the court decline, officials said they will seek immediate intervention from the Supreme Court. The legal maneuvers come amid mounting judicial scrutiny of Trump's use of sweeping tariff powers. A second court has now found the former president exceeded his authority in imposing duties on a wide range of foreign goods, a decision hailed as a victory for small businesses and state governments that brought the challenges. In a strongly worded filing, the administration accused the courts of overstepping their bounds. The political branches, not courts, make foreign policy and chart economic policy, it said, warning of irreparable national security and economic harms if the decision is allowed to stand. The latest ruling came from a lower trade court that found Trump's measures, issued under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA, were not within the legal bounds of the presidency. The law, traditionally reserved for sanctions against hostile states such as Iran, was used by Trump to justify sweeping tariffs on goods from countries including China, Canada, Mexico, and EU member states. Critics argue the legislation was never intended to grant such wide-ranging control over trade and tax policy, areas historically overseen by Congress. Trump, who returned to office in January, has repeatedly pushed the boundaries of presidential power. His administration argues that the tariffs were needed to address national security and combat the fentanyl crisis. In February, he ordered levies on imports from key trading partners, followed by a blanket 10% tariff on most global imports in March, singling out countries labeled bad actors. Some of those orders have since been suspended, but businesses remain wary. Kara Dyer, owner of Boston-based Storytime Toys, which imports toys from China, described the process as chaotic. "I was incredibly happy and relieved by the ruling, but I'm also still very cautious," she said. "It's just been so impossible to plan as a business." Legal analysts say the rulings could curb Trump's ability to unilaterally impose new tariffs in future. Dmitry Grozubinsky, a former trade negotiator for Australia at the World Trade Organization, said the decision could weaken Trump's leverage on the international stage. "This was ultimately a negotiation in which President Trump was threatening other countries with a big stick, and that stick just got considerably more ephemeral," he said. Despite the rulings,